Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Joining us today from Shell is the North American Marketing Technology Manager, none other than Alberto Rivas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Alberto, quite the title there, North America Marketing Technology Manager. So with that, tell us what you do over at Shell.
I've started my career, Dr. Murillo, in marketing. So before working at Shell, I've always been close to the consumer. I worked in marketing at General Mills and at Mars. And currently, I lead the marketing technology team, like you said. And what we do there is much of our work is really bringing our consumer programs to life at Shell stations if they have a technology bent. So for example, our loyalty program is called Fuel Rewards. We help bring that to life when consumers come onto the sites. We drive engagement with things like our digital strategies. We've got lots of channels like that. So today a consumer could download the Shell app, for example, and they can now pay at Shell sites and be rewarded through Fuel Rewards all from the comfort of their car. And even in today's world, if you have a car that's connected to the internet, you can actually go to a Shell site and pay for your fuel and get rewarded with Fuel Rewards directly from your dash in the car. So this team takes care of those type of innovations.
Must be very exciting for someone like you in that business.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it continues to evolve. The exciting part that you mentioned is also the challenging part, right? One of our key challenges is that technology continues to evolve at such a rapid pace. So a new technology today could be outdated tomorrow, or you know, consumer adoption period could take so long that it takes a while before it drives meaningful scale. And so what we do is we basically make calculated bets. We recognize that consumer preferences will continue to evolve. And so the technologies they use, how they use them, even how they want to interact with our brand. And so we invest a lot to listen to the consumers. And we make sure that our products, you know, our services, our programs that reflect those needs from those consumers, because we know one thing changes constant.
It's just so very, very important, as you mentioned, for a huge, huge company such as Shell to have experts like you. And I always wonder, and maybe you can shed some light on it, with the diversity and inclusion that we're hearing across the country. Tell us a little bit more about how diversity fits into the broader culture at Shell.
Yeah, well, I would say, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion, they're very important at Shell. And probably I'd start off first and foremost, you know, ensuring diversity and inclusion, it's just the right thing to do. and show the big believer and do the right thing. So that fits into the culture. But additionally, even from my lens, if I just think about marketing, where I started off with you, from a marketing perspective, you know, we market to a diverse group of consumers. And so if we want to help best them and drive loyalty from them to the Shell brand, then our products and our services and our programs have to reflect that diversity of needs. So if we can encapsulate that at the front end, if diversity of our workforce, and we can bring together diversity of thought, and frankly, diversity of culture and just life experiences, then we can actually turn that into a competitive advantage for ourselves as well.
Yes, and we're seeing so many more conversations around diversity, equity, and inclusion. And we're so proud of the opportunity that we have had to work with you and the entire team at Shell, including our former chairman, Hector Pineda, who has served on our board for many, many years and now is heading up our Chamber Foundation. So to you and the entire team, we thank you for your ongoing investment and engagement with the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Well, I would just like to thank you as well. I mean, one of the reasons we work with the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is because it does help Shell, right? It helps us remain focused on fostering that diversity and inclusion, not just within Shell, but also within the business community.
Absolutely. Well, have a great day and we'll hope to see you very soon. We have a very special guest representing the City of Houston and the Health Department, Porfirio Villarreal. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me again to your great program.
For some of us, it seems like there's so many great things happening, the speed of vaccines and all of that, yet we're still trying to make sure everyone continues to follow all of the guidelines from the CDC. So many developments. Talk to us about the latest ones.
Yeah, well, one of the things that people are here right now are about the vaccines, and there's been great developments because right now, the Food and Drug Administration is evaluating the clinical studies of those vaccines that first were developed by those pharmaceutical companies. So there are two in evaluations, the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine. And also what's great is that there's four other more vaccines that will come up for review. So the FDA is right now making sure that everything in those clinical studies was done correctly, that the information is good, that we can be it can authorize those vaccines to be provided to the public and our healthcare workers.
Yes, and everyone is wondering, you know, where they're going to be in this on this list of who gets vaccine. What is that process? What does that look like for Houstonians?
So once the FDA authorizes the vaccine, it'd be very quickly those vaccines will be shipped out and then to those providers or medical companies, medical providers, doctors, and also big hospitals would be the first ones. Because as you know, healthcare workers who are tending to people who are ill with COVID-19 need to be the first ones. We need to protect them so they in turn could protect the population. After that, then and another important group would be people who live in assisted living facilities, long-term care facilities.
What about teachers and schools and staff that are taking care of our children and educating them?
The tiers or the priority will be given by risk. So there will be some more announcements on after we make sure that the healthcare workers and the nursing home residents get the vaccine, then what other priority groups will be given. And so because of their essential workers, because we need the education to move ahead, so they will be also given advice about that.
We thank you and the entire team with the Health Department for all of the work that you all are doing to keep us safe. Thanks for joining us. We are so happy to have one of our partners with us today talking about Texas Southern University. Thank you for joining us, Mr. President. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So a lot going on in higher ed. Tell us specifically about those TSU Tigers and what you're doing to make sure your faculty, staff, and students are safe as they return under COVID.
Well, thank you. We're obviously we've gotten through this fall semester, so I'm not going to say we practiced, but we planned for it and we had a successful fall semester. And we're going to build on that for the upcoming spring. And with that, we're continuing to reduce the density of our campus population. So not only in our office buildings, but in our classrooms, as well as in our housing. And so we've lowered that that density. And we also, the most recent news is we've got a partnership with Thermo Fisher for the JUST project. And that's, we're going to actually become a COVID-19 testing site, an analysis station, if you will. And so we're going to be the hub, not only for our own campus, but for other HBCUs in the state of Texas. And so we're excited about that, to be able to keep our campus safe.
That's wonderful news. And you have been in a lot of great stories these days. Good news. Share some of those other highlights of some new programs and new opportunities at Texas Southern.
Well, I'll tell you, our biggest news came this week, and it's regarding our accreditation. And so the entity that gives us the license to operate basically gave us another 10 years by reaffirming our accreditation. And that's the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools, Commission of Colleges, and SACCOC is what the short term is. But we're so excited about that. I mean, we're still celebrating and that license to continue to operate. Along with the JUST project, we also have a new business curriculum in our JHJ School of Business that exposes our students to commercial banking.
And I want to commend you and, of course, Chairman Myers for establishing your advisory board and for including the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I've enjoyed those conversations. I know how hard you all are working and absolutely understand the importance that you all see in bringing the entire community back on campus at Texas Southern University. So thank you again for the ongoing partnership with Texas Southern. With us today, we've got a great friend of the Houston Hispanic Chamber. And anytime we've needed to talk to him, he's made himself available. I'm talking about none other than Congressman Pete Olson. Thanks for joining us.
Thrilled to be chatting with y'all about America's most populated and most diverse congressional district, Texas 22.
Yes. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about this third quarter. Give us some good news. You know, we've got small business owners out there that need more federal funding. Give us some good news. Get some money down here in Houston. Work with your colleagues. Let's make this happen.
But we know we're losing lots of jobs. It's impacting minorities, Hispanics, African-Americans more than others. We've got to find out when that's happening. I wish I had good news. We've been pushing. One thing people said, great program, the Payroll Protection Program, the PPP, that's awesome. It's out of money. It goes to fund. It goes black on December 31st. We're trying to get that restarted, refunded, but sadly it's got gridlocked in D.C., blocked, political parties playing political games, and that's got to stop. These are businesses. These are lives. This is a pandemic flu. Let's come together and work as Texans always do.
Another is small business. We need a second stimulus package. What can you tell us about that?
So we're trying to find ways to get that started and ways to help out. I know it's a bill. It's called, it's Bill H.R. 8620, the Business Preparing for Better Times Act, which basically encourages and helps businesses prepare themselves for epidemic viruses like the COVID virus. It gives them training, resources, so their employees can work in a safe environment, protect their clients, and also, again, push. And one thing I'm proud of, just like all of y'all have done, we've helped our local small businesses in this crisis dramatically.
Congressman, thank you for all you do. Wishing you very happy holiday season. See you very soon.
Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas.
Hello, this is Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner. I want to thank you all for joining today with the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce as we kick off our new Don't Stop, Don't Forget campaign. COVID-19 has changed our reality, and we must continue to change our behavior to meet this new reality. While every segment of our city wants to return to normal, we must all work together to ensure we continue to take the necessary precautions to ensure we can get back to business and keep one another safe. We need to keep doing the small things, wearing our masks, keeping social distance, washing our hands, and getting tested. And we must continue to do these each and every day. Unfortunately, many of our most vulnerable communities have been the hardest hit by this pandemic, to include our broader Hispanic community. That is why I thank the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce for being such a great partner with the city and for working closely with the Houston Health Department to get these messages out to our communities. Thank you all for joining us and for doing your part to help keep our communities safe. Don't stop and don't forget.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.